This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
وأوحينا إلى أم موسى أن أرضعيه فإذا خفت عليه فألقيه في اليم ولا تخافي ولا تحزني إنا رادوه إليك وجاعلوه من المرسلين.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فأما من تاب وآمن وعمل صالحا فعسى أن يكون من المفلحين. صدق الله العظيم. So in the previous verses we concluded the fate, the destiny, the consequences, the repercussion of the disbelievers, those who ascribe partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and how they would be left speechless and mute when Allah will interrogate them. May Allah save us and protect us. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in verse 67, and this is the general pattern of the Quran, فَأَمَّا مَنْ تَابْ, the one who repents, وَآمَنَ, he brings iman, وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا, yes, he follows that iman with the performance of righteous deeds. And this is generally in the Quran, wherever Allah speaks of the believers, Allah says they bring iman and they couple that faith with the performance of righteous deeds. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ كَانَتْ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتُ الْفِرْدَوْسِ نُزُلًا وَالْعَصْرِ إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. So a believer is one who's constantly performing good deeds. So فَأَمَّا مَنْ تَابْ, the one who repents, وَآمَنْ, brings iman, وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا, and he performs noble deeds, فَعَسَىٰ أُولَٰئِكَ أَن يَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُفْلِحِينَ, then it is hoped that these people will be from amongst the successful ones. Now, the word hope here, as the scholars tell us, عَسَىٰ مِنَ الْكِرَامِ تَحْقِيقٌ, عَسَىٰ مِنَ الْكِرَامِ تَحْقِيقٌ, the expression of hopeful, perhaps, is an indication of certainty from a kind and a noble being. And nobody can be more kind and more noble than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a person comes to you and you ask for a favor. You say, listen, go to this man. He's a very generous man. He's a very selfless man. And then just let me know what he says after you've spoken to him. So the individual goes to that person and he meets with him and he says, listen, I have a crisis. I need an X amount of money. This is my difficulty, etc. And that individual listens to him, gives him an attentive ear, and he says, okay, let me see what I can do. I'll get back to you. I'll look into the matter. And then you go back to the person who sent you and you said, listen, I went to him. This is what he said. He'll look into the matter. And that man gives you an indication to say, looking into the matter from that man is an assurance. That is his nature. That is his style. That looking into the matter, leave it with him. He'll take care of it. And that's a human. إِنَّ الَّذِي تَرْجُوهُ مِنَ الْبَرِيَّ مِسْكِينُ بْنُ مِسْكِينِ, as much as he helps, he's a beggar himself. Because we all ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, يَسْأَلُهُ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ كُلَّ يَوْمٍ هُوَ فِي شَأْنٍ. Allah says every day, every second, every moment, every creature is asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So عَسَى مِنَ الْكِرَامِ تَحْقِيقٌ, عَسَى, hopeful, perhaps, maybe, is a commitment from Allah. That if you obey Allah and you do the right things, Allah out of His grace. And also the word asa indicates to us that there's nothing obligatory upon Allah. There's nothing obligatory upon Allah. Allah reserves the absolute choice. It's the prerogative of Allah. He can cancel, He can invalidate, He can nullify your actions. That's His choice. I mean, you apply for a visa and you furnish all the documents and you satisfy all the requirements and the ambassador reserves the right without an explanation and you forfeit your fees. And that's it. That's it. It's just my discretion. I'm not satisfied. But hang on. What did I not do correctly? No, it's just my discretion. And you have that discretion to apply or decline. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has absolute authority for asa. It's hoped, perhaps. But we know asa min al-kirami tahqiq. And nobody can be more kind than Allah. In fact, I have a reflection of a verse here. Allah says, مَا أَصَابَكُم مِّن مُصِيبَةٍ فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ. Whatever difficulty comes to you is because of, the doings of your hands, meaning because of your actions. So we read this ayah and we know that we face so many consequences because of our actions in this world. وَيَعْفُ عَنْ كَثِيرٍ And Allah pardons and overlooks so much of our wrong. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu says, أَرْجَى آيَةٌ فِي الْقُرْآنِ This ayah gives me so much hope. And I read this in Madarik al-Tanzil. And try and process, where do you get a glamour of hope in the ayah? Of course, each ayah is wholesome and amazing. But here's the translation, مَا أَصَابَكُم مِّن مُصِيبَ فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ That whatever difficulty afflicts you is because of the doing of your hands, meaning because of your actions. ذَلِكَ بِمَا قَدَّمَتْ يَدَاكُ So, you know, what is the reflection of mercy in this ayah? And he says, إِنَّ الْكَرِيمَ إِذَا عَاقَبَ مَرَّ لَا يُعَاقِبُ مَرَّةً أُخْرَى لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ A kind being, a noble being, and that is Allah. If he punishes you once, if he subjects you to the consequences of your wrong once, he won't subject you to it again. So if Allah is making us taste the consequences of our wrong in this world, hopefully that's clear in the account in Akhirah. Hopefully that's clear in the account in Akhirah. Kareem, Allah is the most kind. So فَعَسَىٰ أَن يَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُفْلِحِينَ You will be from amongst the successful people. Furthermore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, verse 68, وَرَبُّكَ يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ وَيَخْتَارُ And it is Allah, your Lord, يَخْلُقُ, creates, مَا يَشَاءُ, what He wants, وَيَخْتَارُ, and selects. مَا كَانَ لَهُمُ الْخِيَرَاءُ They have no choice in the matter. They have no choice in the matter. Subhanallah, Allah is pure. وَتَعَالَى and is exalted. عَمَّا يُشْرِكُونَ What they ascribe against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala عُلُوًا كَبِيرًا Allah is exalted way above what they blurt and they utter against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah says it's His choice, it's His prerogative. Allama Nasafi says this was in response to the statement of Walid bin Mughira, where he said that the Quran ought to be revealed on someone more deserving than the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, wal-iyadu billah, and that's referenced in Juz 25, chapter 43, verse 31, Surah Zukhruf. وَقَالُوا لَوْلَا نُزِّلَ هَذَا الْقُرْآنُ عَلَى رَجُلٍ مِّنَ الْقَرْيَتَيْنِ عَظِيمٍ That the Quran should have been revealed on a more greater person. What an audacity, what a blasphemy. So Allah says, وَرَبُّكَ يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَىٰ Allah creates whatever He wishes. So He's created the malaika, uli ajniha, with wings, مَثْنَا وَثُلَاثَ وَرُبَىٰ Two wings, three wings, four wings, يَزِيدُ فِي الْخَلْقِ مَا يَشَىٰ He increases for them as He wishes. Allah knows exactly what is happening. مَا تَغِيدُ الْأَرْحَامُ وَمَا تَزْدَادُ وَكُلُّ شَيْءٍ عِنْدَهُ بِمِقْدَارُ Every development, every movement of that embryo in the womb of its mother, Allah says is in my knowledge, is in my knowledge. مَا تَغِيظُ الْأَرْحَامُ You must see what's written under this ayah, chapter 13, Surah Al-Ra'd. مَا تَغِيظُ الْأَرْحَامُ وَمَا تَزْدَادُ If there's an addition of a limb, is there an omission of a limb, if there's extension of life, if there's shortening of life, if there's formation of the lungs, if there is some disability, if there is whatever is happening to that embryo at whatever level. Sometimes the doctor, the gynecologist will say the child is not growing at optimum, measuring the growth of the child in X amount of weeks. The growth ought to be at this level. مَا تَغِيظُ الْأَرْحَامُ وَمَا تَزْدَادُ وَكُلُّ شَيْءٍ عِنْدَهُ بِمِقْدَارُ Everything is with a measure in the divine knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَرَبُّكَ يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ وَيَخْتَارُ مَا كَانَ لَهُمُ الْخِيَرَةُ You have no choice in the matter. You cannot decide the sharia. You cannot decide the miracle. You cannot decide who will get nabuwa. You cannot decide. Everything belongs to Allah. Purity belongs to Allah. Wa ta'ala, He is exalted. Amma yushrikun. So amongst their fabrications were, livestock. Suratul An'am. They used to just create their own stories with animals. And they would say, this animal, you cannot ride its back. What is in the belly of this cattle is only meant for the male. And if it happens to come out as a stillborn or it's dead, then the male and the females can eat. This was the own things they used to conclude. So Allah said, what an audacity.
Allah can say, eat this and don't eat that. This is permissible, that's impermissible. This is lawful, that's unlawful. You cannot make your own laws.
وَقَالُوا مَا فِي بُطُونِ هَذِهِ الْأَنْعَامِ خَالِصَةٌ لِذُكُورِنَا وَمُحَرَّمٌ عَلَىٰ أَزْوَاجِنَا.
These polytheists used to say, whatever is in the belly of this cattle here is only meant for the males. And it is forbidden for the females. وَإِن يَكُمْ مَيْتَ. And if it happens to come out dead or stillborn, فَهُمْ فِيهِ شُرَكَى. Then only the men and the females can share in it. سَاءَ مَا يَحْكُمُونَ. Evil indeed were the conclusions they made. The choice belongs to Allah. I don't want to labor it. Hafiz ibn Qayyim in Zadul Ma'ad has written extensively on this here. The choice belongs to Allah. Decree is Allah's. Prerogative is Allah's.
وَرَبُّكَ يَعْلَمُ مَا تُكِنُّ صُدُورُهُمْ وَمَا يُعْلِنُونَ.
Verse 69, Allah says, وَرَبُّكَ, and your Lord knows, يَعْلَمُ مَا تُكِنُّ صُدُورُهُمْ, what their hearts conceal, وَمَا يُعْلِنُونَ, and what they reveal.
بَدَتِ الْبَغْضَاءُ مِنْ أَفْوَاهِهِمْ.
بَدَتِ الْبَغْضَاءُ مِنْ أَفْوَاهِهِمْ. The enmity is apparent from the speech. وَمَا تُخْفِي صُدُورُهُمْ أَكْبَرُ. And what the hearts conceal is far more than what the tongue reveals. So you think you're going to lie and you're going to distort and fabricate?
يَوْمَ يَبْعَثُهُمُ اللَّهُ جَمِيعًا فَيَحْلِفُونَ لَهُ كَمَا يَحْلِفُونَ لَكُمْ وَيَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّهُمْ عَلَى شَيْءٍ.
They will have the audacity that on the day of Qiyamah, as they lied to humans, they will try to even lie to Allah. But of course, Allah will unmask them. Allah will unveil everything and Allah will expose everything. Verse 69,
وَرَبُّكَ يَعْلَمُ.
And surely your Lord knows,
مَا تُكِنُّ صُدُورُهُمْ وَمَا يُعْلِنُونَ.
What their hearts conceal and what it reveals. And of course, we all need to know this here. Is it not sufficient solace that whatever you are going through, my brother and my sister, and you are on the receiving end, and perhaps the person speaking or the perpetrator against you is more articulate, he's more eloquent, he's got a greater pull, he can influence people. But take solace, my brother, take solace, my sister. Allah knows the absolute detail. Allah knows the absolute detail.
وَرَبُّكَ يَعْلَمُ مَا تُكِنُّ صُدُورُهُمْ وَمَا يُعْلِنُونَ.
Verse 70.
وَهُوَ اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ لَهُ الْحَمْدُ فِي الْأُولَى وَالْآخِرَةِ وَلَهُ الْحُكْمُ وَإِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ.
وَهُوَ اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ. There is no deity, there is no God but Allah.
لَهُ الْحَمْدُ فِي الْأُولَى وَالْآخِرَةِ.
Praises belongs to Allah in this world, and praises belongs to Allah in the latter, and praises belongs to Allah at every time.
يَوْمَ يَدْعُوكُمْ.
When He will resurrect you and summon you.
فَتَسْتَجِيبُونَ بِحَمْدِهِ.
On the day of Qiyamah, everyone will praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
وَتَظُنُّونَ إِلَّا بِثْتُمْ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا.
But the challenge is to praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this world.
وَهُوَ اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ لَهُ الْحَمْدُ فِي الْأُولَى.
حَمْد, حَمْد. هُوَ الْأَوَّلِ, He is the first. وَالْآخِرِ, the final. الظَّاهِرِ, apparent. الْبَاطِنِ, hidden. Apparent, وَفِي كُلِّ شَيْءٍ لَهُ آيَةٌ تَدُلُّ عَلَىٰ أَنَّهُ وَاحِدٌ. That in everything you look, you see the hand of Allah. صُنْعَ اللَّهِ الَّذِي أَتْقَنَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. Look at the doing of Allah. Look at the craftsmanship. And look at the skill, how Allah has created, how Allah has designed.
رَفَعَ السَّمَاوَاتِ بِغَيْرِ عَمَدٍ تَرَوْنَهَا.
Elevated the skies without any pillars. وَفِي الْأَرْضِ قِطَعٌ مُتَجَاوِرَاتٌ. On the earth there are pieces of land, some that are joined to each other.
صِنْوَانٌ غَيْرُ صِنْوَانٍ يُسْقَى بِمَاءٍ وَاحِدٍ وَنُفَضِّلُ بَعْضَهَا عَلَى بَعْضٍ فِي الْأُكُلِ.
Then you have a creepy, then you have a plant, then you have herbs, then you have vegetation. The same water, the same rain, yet the texture is different, the taste is different, the color is different. And this is of course the doing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
فَالِقُ الْحَبِّ وَالنَّوَى.
He causes the earth to split, and He causes the seed to split, and He makes it grow, and He brings forth this beautiful
فَاكِهَةً وَأَبَّى,
fruit and fodder.
مَتَاعًا لَكُمْ وَلِأَنْعَامِكُمْ,
food for you and fodder for your animals. So this is a great form of dhikr, my brother, and this is a great form of dhikr, my sister, that you walk in your garden, and I say this all the time, and you look at this.
وَفِي الْأَرْضِ وَمَا ذَرَأَ لَكُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ مُخْتَلِفًا أَلْوَانُهُ.
وَمَا ذَرَأَ لَكُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ مُخْتَلِفًا أَلْوَانُهُ. And look at the variety of the colors. Look at the variety. Sometimes you see a bird, you go for wildlife, you see animals. But sometimes marvel at the bird and look at the beak of the bird and look at the color and look at the brightness of some of those colors. Amazing indeed. You go for snorkeling, you marvel at the marine world. You look at the schools of fish. And alhamdulillah, we've seen it. Whenever we go to Barbados, you go in a submarine as well. And you go deep down. And even in the Bahamas, you look at the color, human-like variety. The variety of colors, exotic, amazing, stunning. وَمَا ذَرَأَ لَكُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ مُخْتَلِفًا أَلْوَانُ. Allah says, marvel, admire, look, appreciate, and be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا عَمِلَتْهُ أَيْدِيهِمْ. Their hands did nothing. أَمَّنْ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ وَأَنزَلَ لَكُمْ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً فَأَنبَتْنَا بِهِ حَدَائِقَ ذَاتَ بَهْجَةٍ مَا كَانَ لَكُمْ أَن تُنبِتُوا شَجَرَهَا. You have no clout, no muscle, no ability to do anything. وَهُوَ اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ. It is Allah. لَهُ الْحَمْدُ فِي الْأُولَى وَالْآخِرَةِ. Praises belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this world and the latter. وَلَهُ الْحُكْمُ وَإِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ. And the command and the authority belongs to Allah. Now Allah shows you how feeble you are and how helpless I am and how Allah can paralyze you and how Allah can incapacitate me. Listen to this challenge of the Quran. Verse 71, قُلْ أَرَأَيْتُمْ إِنْ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمُ اللَّيْلَ سَرْمَدًا إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. مَنْ إِلَهٌ غَيْرُ اللَّهِ مَنْ إِلَهٌ غَيْرُ اللَّهِ يَأْتِيكُمْ بِضِيَاءٍ أَفَلَا تَسْمَعُونَ. So we need the daylight, we need the sun, we need the brightness, and we need night. And that's the perfect balance. قُلْ أَرَأَيْتُمْ إِنْ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمُ اللَّيْلَ سَرْمَدًا. But if I were to extend the night over you and make it everlasting and perpetual and unending and inexhaustible, then man ilahun, who's the God, the deity, the power, the ism, ya'tikum bidhiya, that can bring you the brightness of the day. When the night is too long, then you start wanting the day as well. You want the day. You're excited to get onto a flight. You're traveling with your family. But when it's a long haul, then you need this flight to also now to touch down because it's too long. The excitement is over. It was a thrill, boarding, leaving, getting on, etc., moving. But now the flight is too long. As much as you enjoy night it's peaceful, it's tranquil. Even in the day when you sleep, you try and create an atmosphere of night. That's human. You just want it to be dark. You just want it. وَالنَّوْمَ سُبَاتَ جَعَلَ لَكُمُ اللَّيْلَ لِتَسْكُنُوا فِيهِ. So that you get peace, you relax, you rejuvenate. قُلْ أَرَأَيْتُمْ, verse 71, إِن جَعَلَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمُ اللَّيْلَ سَرْمَدْ. If Allah were to make the night over you perpetual, everlasting, unending, inexhaustible, Man ilah, who's the God, who's the deity, ya'tikum bidhiya, who can display brightness to you. Afala tasma'un, are you not listening? Are you not pondering? And then verse 72, Allah reverses this. And Allah asks the other way. قُلْ أَرَأَيْتُمْ إِنْ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمُ النَّهَارَ سَرْمَدًا إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ إِلَهٌ غَيْرُ اللَّهِ يَأْتِيكُمْ بِلَيْلٍ تَسْكُنُونَ فِيهِ. If Allah were to make the day over you perpetual, and those people living in parts of Europe, etc., where the summer days can be very, very long. And you know what? For kids, it becomes a challenge because you're going to sleep in daylight and you're rising in daylight. It's 8 at night, it's 9 at night, and the sun is still bright and up, and the day is getting too long. And this is just, you still know, you know what, there will be the sun setting and the twilight, etc. But imagine if Allah were to just extend it for you, unending, and it just gets day and day and day. قُلْ أَرَأَيْتُمْ إِنْ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمُ النَّهَارَ سَرْمَدًا إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ إِلَهٌ غَيْرُ اللَّهِ. Who's the deity? Who's the power? يَأْتِيكُمْ بِلَيْلٍ. Who can give you? Who can replace? Who can alternate? Who can substitute night for you? تَسْكُنُونَ فِيهِ. In which you can relax, in which you can rejuvenate, and in which you can gather yourself and just refreshen yourself. أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ. Don't you think? Don't you see? Don't you ponder? Don't you realize? And this is not only about night and day. Allah has asked us questions. قُلْ أَرَأَيْتُمْ إِنْ أَخَذَ اللَّهُ سَمْعَكُمْ وَأَبْصَارَكُمْ وَخَتَمَ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِكُمْ. If Allah were to seize your vision and snatch your hearing and seal your hearts, Man ilahun ghayrullahi ya'tikum. Who can replace and restore these faculties besides Allah? قُلْ أَرَأَيْتُمْ إِنْ أَصْبَحَ مَاءُكُمْ غَوْرًا. So one of the themes of the Quran is Allah shows His muscle, power and clout and absolute authority, and Allah shows us our weakness and feebleness. Concluding verses of Suratul Mulk. Ask them, if I were to deny you water from the clouds and I were to deny you access to reach out to the water in the ground and the springs, and the water deep down in the earth, مَنْ يَأْتِيكُمْ بِمَاءٍ مَعِينٍ, then who will give you flowing water? And there was an arrogant, boastful individual which is mentioned in Jalalain. When he heard this, he said, بِالْفُؤُوسِ وَالْمَعَاوِلِ, with technology we'll reach deep down into the earth and we'll access the water. فَذَهَبَ مَاءُ عَيْنِهِ, and Allah dried up the water in his eye socket and he became blind. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has absolute authority. The sign of a believer is he constantly fears that Allah can strike at any time. فَفِي الْخَوْفِ الْأَمْنُ وَفِي الْأَمْنِ الْخَوْفُ. Hakim al-Ummah says, the more you consider yourself vulnerable, the safer you are. The safer you consider yourself, the more vulnerable you are.